Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. I don't know. There are times when, as a GM, nothing comes in my head. We'll talk about that after this. Okay. In my office here, have a literal buttload of adventure creation books that are very, very good. I've got at least a half a dozen that I can think of right now. And also out there on the internet, there is also all sorts of websites and things like that to help you do, you know, create adventures. But what happens when it just doesn't come out of your head? There are several techniques to use, but it just, you sit there, you read these books, and you sit there and read the websites, and nothing happens upstairs. To me, it's kind of the equivalent of a writer staring at a blank page or an artist staring at a, since I draw, an artist staring at a blank page. It just is so frustrating. Now, there are books out here that can help you get out of that, like Eureka over there. It's 500, 500 plot, one paragraph plots, simple hooks. That helps. You start reading modules. That may help. Sandboxes. If you have something that's a sandbox, that's good because it has hooks and stuff. Okay, we've talked about this before on this show. But sometimes none of that stuff helps. What are you going to do? Well, there are a few things you can do, but there's one I want to talk about today. And it's about prompts. You probably heard of them before. Writers and artists sometimes look for prompts. Some people write them. They put them on the web. Some people put them in books. And these things are there for the writer to help writing, right? Or the artist to help start arting. You know what I mean? First of all, I looked up, Google, I just typed in writing prompts, and I come up with this website called Readzy Prompts, and it's got weekly writing prompts, and you can select a genre, and it shows on the front page, it shows like a whole bunch of prompts, just really generic, not generic, but I mean all sorts of place. But this is what writers use sometimes, especially, people like that. And it's the world's largest writing contest. It says, flex those creative muscles with weekly writing prompts, such as, it's just a sentence or something. Write a story about someone who breaks an unwritten social rule and the consequences they face as a result. Here's another one. Write about someone who is shackled by fears of failure until they break free. Or something simple like, set your story in a type of prison cell. Write a story that begins, ends, or changes with a song played by a busker. Start the story with the absence of sensory detail, silence when there should be noise, etc., etc., etc. Write about a sleuth who's a little too keen, but not because they have traumatic past they won't talk about. So you get my point, what's happening here. There are quite a few websites out there to help. Also, if you've got a Barnes & Noble in your town or a Half Price Books or something like that. I bought these before. They have books that have writing prompts in them. Yeah, you can read them, but you can actually, they're writing an artist art prompts, and it'll just give you a sentence, and then you either write or draw from that, just like you were doing on the website here, because it just gets you going. And a lot of these things I mentioned, even drawing prompts, you can use as a basis for an adventure. You can build on that. You need something you can build on. That's why there's plot hooks. You just need to kickstart it sometime. Kickstart your brain. You know, I used to, when I was growing up in my house, they had me mow the lawn. And most of the time we had a gasoline-powered lawnmower that I push. Sometimes we had a manual one. That was really hard. But the one with the motor, I hated to mow the lawn. I absolutely detested to mow the lawn. It was a pain in the ass. It's hot and it's sweaty and it's just, ugh. But the thing I hated the worst was when I used that gasoline-powered lawnmower is when it wouldn't start. You know, you're pulling, and it's one of those, you know, it's like a chainsaw. You're pulling, and it just won't catch. I don't know if something's wrong or needs a new spark plug or whatever. It just won't catch, and it's just frustrating as hell. Well, that is kind of like what you're doing. You're taking that and to your brain. You're pulling it, and you're trying to get it to go. That's the whole thing. This is what writing prompts and art prompts are for. Like the first time, I bought 50 art prompts from Half Price Books. First one, it said, draw a hat in the style of Dr. Seuss. And I did. And I turned the page and it says, draw a house in the woods. Okay. A simple house in the woods. And you just keep going and going. And like I said, for writers, they probably don't want to use writing prompts. But as an artist, I look at those and go, you know, I can make a story about all this stuff I'm doing, all this stuff I'm drawing with a writing prompt. So do not discount that. Now, what I would do is go through like, okay, I'm going to go with art prompts first. I go through 4 or 5 pictures and draw them, you know, 5 prompts and draw them. And then try and take those 4 or 5 pictures and make a story out of it. Now, writing prompts, every prompt you see in the book, write about a dog going down the street. Write a paragraph. And then do it about 5 or so times, like the art book. And then look at it and go, how can I string this together into an exciting adventure? I mean, you can take things and tweak them. This is like using the Rory story cubes. You know, you can take it and tweak it and change it and all that stuff to make it into a story. And believe me, that will help. That will help a lot. So these books and websites are a good thing. And I think everybody should try it at least once. Some people have no trouble. They don't even need the books I got here. Tome Venture Design, like I said, the aforementioned Eureka and Toolbox and all that kind of stuff. They don't even need those. You know, they could get rid of them and still come up with something fantastic, absolutely fantastic. There's also plot hooks in supplements like Bluffside over there. It's got tons of plot hooks in it. So I think you're getting, I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. And, you know, as your game master, you know, you need all the help you can get. So use those things. I just got the monster overhaul, and I've been looking at that and going, oh my gosh, I could use this to do so much stuff. But if you don't, just get some writing or art prompts that are on the web or go buy one of those books. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, as they say. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And for single donations, you can go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, we have Dan Griggs of the Young Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Lurton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.